You are in the Workus, a storytelling project about workplace injuries and occupational illness. My name is Daryl Rochelle. In 2007, 154 people were killed on the job in Alberta, and many more were seriously injured. In just a moment, a story about a worker who was injured on the job. But first, if you or someone you know has been hurt at work, come and talk to me right after you've listened to this story. I want to record your story and include it in the Workus. Here's a story from a worker who was injured on the job at a gas station. This story was recorded at the 2008 Vegreville Pasanka Ukrainian Cultural Festival.
Okay, my name is Tammy, and I live in Edmonton, born and raised in Edmonton. I worked for a company, Esso Company, well, the gas station, on the north end of town. I worked there for a good almost 5 years. There was this one time where I actually went and I broke my middle fingers, just the tips of them. My fingernail fell off and everything else, and I was trying to reach the handle on the shed door, and you have those little slits in there because it perforated, and well, I put my hands in there to get the door down, and I usually take them out fairly quick, but this time, I don't know why, it just kind of came down too fast, and my fingers started to bleed. Blood came all the way down my arms, my elbows, and
so you got your fingers caught while your hands were up in the air. Is that right?
It's basically in the middle section, like around my head area.
And you couldn't pull you couldn't pull your hands out.
No, I couldn't.
How long were you stuck there with your fingers caught like that?
Well, I'd say about 5 minutes at least. It felt like eternity, but it was only about 5 minutes. And I actually, eventually, I kicked the door from underneath and I pulled it up with my foot. And that's how I freed myself.
Right.
But there was already a big pool of blood on either side of me. And I was walking into the store and my boss got, hey, you know what? You're getting blood all over the place. Go clean that up.
So he was mad at you because you had injured yourself on the job.
Well, he wasn't. He didn't have a harsh tone in his voice, but he's going like, "Well, what the? Look at the mess you're making," kind of thing. So I went and I sat down in the back, and my boss realized that I had actually hurt myself, and so he had another person. Like there was three of us working that day, and so he came to the back with me, and he ran my fingers under cold water. And he goes, well, stay with me because I don't want you going into shock and everything else, you know.
And right. And then did you go to the hospital and were your fingers broken?
The tips of them were.
Right. And how are your fingers today?
They're a little tender. I mean, kind of numb to the touch kind of thing.
Right.
I mean, I could take a hammer and bash the end of my fingernails right now.
And you probably wouldn't feel it.
I probably wouldn't feel that much.
Yeah. And how long ago did that happen?
I'd say about 3 years ago.
Now, you also have carpal tunnel syndrome as well,
yeah,
is that
yeah,
right? And you got did you get that from work?
I did. I developed that while I was at the same place. It was the Thursday. It was because the milk order had just come in. And it must have been in wintertime, shortly before I broke my fingers. That
right.
was in the summertime.
Right.
I was holding up a 4-gallon, like the 4-liter milk. And all of a sudden, my hand just gave out. And milk was all over the place. And my arms were swollen to the size of almost baseballs.
And how did you get carpal tunnel from working as a clerk at Esso? Just from that lifting and repetitive motion?
Repetitive motion is what that's all it was.
Right. And how are you today?
I'm still a little tender and sore. I got to be careful what I do. If I'm doing things way too often, like all at once, the same thing over and over again, repetitive movements, I can feel the strain and the pain in my wrists. I'm going like, oh.
Yeah.
I got wrist guards to protect, to help me with my hands, with my arm, with my wrists and
yeah.
stuff.
Does it make it a little better?
It helps.
Okay. Tammy, thanks for talking to us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Tammy worked at a gas station. She was injured on the job. That story was recorded at the 2008 Vegreville Pasanka Ukrainian Cultural Festival. Do you have a workplace injury or occupational illness story? Or maybe you have a story about someone you know who was injured at work. Raise awareness about workplace injuries by telling your story for the Workus. Come and see me right now to record your story. I'll show you how it's done. My name is Daryl Rochelle, and I want to help you share your story in the Workus. Thanks for listening. The Workus is a storytelling project from the Alberta Workers' Health Centre.
Just a glancing blow, thank heavens, and it broke my nose and cut me for a few stitches. And the
our son Timothy was killed in a workplace accident. He was working for Fiesta Party Rentals.
Hazards to field geologist is working in and around helicopters. And when you hear about a death of a geologist, it almost always involves a helicopter. And this is really good.